The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The live stream of the Eric Zane Show podcast is brought to you by my key sponsors. They're all key. First off, though, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, taking care of your mortgage needs. If you're in the market for a new one, if you're in the market for your first one, if you're in the market for a refi, doesn't matter. If it's mortgage-related, please call upon the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. All right? Now, normally I have the phone number written down in front of me, but there's a reason why I don't have it written down in front of me, and I'll get to that in a second. Okay? It is all tied together, but all you need to know that is that if you want to reach out to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, go to ericzaneshow.com, right in the top sponsor scroll, his green logo, click on it, and it'll take you right to where he's at. It's got all his contact information right there. You know, if you're thinking about it, getting into a mortgage, you know, that's a big deal. And I encourage you to go ahead and interview a couple of other people that do this for a living as well. Just please include Mario in that process, okay? If you're a fan of the show, that's all I ask, is you patronize the sponsors in some way, shape, or form, and that would be awesome, okay? Thank you to Mario and his crew for being on board with the show. Meanwhile, as you know, the Metalworks Body Shop studio is where we're normally at, but Metalworks Body Shop is another great sponsor, and I've got the Embellisher back, my dad's truck that I bought off of him. And the next step in the process, after I've gotten care, taken care of all the mechanics and things like that, to make sure that the everything is working out great, is getting the body work done. These freaking Chevy trucks from back in the day, you just look at them and they start to rust. And but I just can't bear the thought of this thing just rotting away in my driveway. So I'm going to get the rust taken care of at Metalworks Body Shop. But that isn't the bread and butter of the business. The bread and butter of the business is RV repair. If you crack up an RV, they have the biggest spray booth and repair facility in all of the great state of Michigan. Metalworks Body Shop is in Coopersville, Michigan, and they are awesome. You need more information about where they're at, you can just look them up online or just go to my website, ericzaneshow.com. Click on the Metalworks Body Shop logo. It'll take you right to their Facebook page. You can see before and after pics of what they do. Just remember, again, advertising and marketing is all about when my message meets your need. And you might not even have an RV. You're like, whatever. I didn't pay attention to this shit, Zane. But you know, eventually you might, or if you already do and you haven't cracked it up, when you ever do that, remember, it's Metalworks Body Shop is who you need to call. They're really the only place that does it as well as they do. No one else even comes close to Metalworks Body Shop. All right. And that's where we're from, the Metalworks Body Shop Fear Bunker Studio, Mobile Studio. The Eric Zane Show podcast begins now.
And now, here's a guy who really ought to be saving his breath for his inflatable date.
You're the most ridiculous of me!
It's the Eric Zane Show podcast with your host, Eric Zane.
Hey, everybody, John A. Welcome to the Eric Zane Show podcast. This is a daily, Monday through Friday, rant-filled, obscenity-infused show covering news, nonsense, a lot of my takes on things, and my personal adventures, and we're always loaded with personal adventures on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Boy, I'm just chomping at the bit to describe to you the terror that crossed my heart less than 1 hour ago. I mean, I was like, what am I going to do? Yet here I am with you. What is he talking about? What could have been that much of a concern? It's fairly simple, really, how this works. You just load up all your gear when you're doing this podcast on the road. You put it inside of here, and then off you go. And then you set it up. I tell you what, it almost didn't go down. And had I realized the problem last night, I would not have slept. So I am just thankful, silver lining on everything these days, thankful that I did not find out about this snafu, this pickle, this conundrum that I'm in until just now. I mean, that is the way that the brain should work. And I'll explain to you what's going on. Don't worry. But I like to work backwards on these things. Had my brain made me realize this last night, I mean, it would have been the absolute worst. I'd have gone off the deep end, a way overreact, freaking out. But as it is, it's like, well, okay, you got this problem. Figure it out, stupid. Deal with it. You've been dealing with things your whole life. Last 18 months, you figured it out. No problem. Just quit being a bitch and get it done. All right? I will. You'll find out what that means in a second. What's going on? Zane, why are you writing your notes on a piece of paper on the back of a Wesco plumbing system guarantee and with like a pencil? We haven't seen you do that in a while. Normally, you're, what's going on? It's all tied together, trust me. I don't have my glasses, though, so bear with me. Coming up today on the show, just when you thought COVID couldn't get more stupid in the world, it has led to something really, really dumb by a young person when it comes to this person's job. I know that's vague. A moron driver in my neck of the woods. We got to talk about this guy who, my God, there's really nothing funny about it because a couple of old timers were injured because of this moron driver just down the street from where I live. Remarkable. And it's more proof that all we should be doing is worrying about what's in front of us when we drive. Seriously. The New England Patriots have no chance at being good at football this year after Cam Newton makes it known who one of his top sponsors is. And his diet is infiltrating the New England Patriots. If you thought, I mean, let's face it, when Tom Brady was there, he was all about TB12 and nutty diet things, and that almost got him shown the door to some degree. But you know, it's Tom Brady. He's you know, been, he can pretty much do whatever he wants. You could walk into the locker room and Tom Brady would be like making out with a little boy, and they would have said, "Oh fuck, no, that's just Tom being Tom. No, don't worry about it. We got another Super Bowl." But I don't know how far this is going to go with the New England Patriots now if they start out losing with new quarterback Cam Newton, who I had forgotten was even on that team. All right, we need to update that story about that judge in New Jersey, where. Oh, my God, it just, this crazy hit took place on this judge's family. Lady judge and her 20-year-old kid was shot dead in the doorway of the home. The husband was shot. What is going on here? And there's been some talk about it being something to do with Deutsche Bank and Jeffrey Epstein and this judge presiding over, it's... And no one really knows, but there is a follow-up to the story. There's a video that I have to pose for you that we need to talk about. Happened in Mexico. It is simultaneously what you're supposed to do when you're approached by a black bear and what you're not supposed to do when approached by a black bear. All in one video. All in one brief 15, 20-second snippet. Incredible. But first, all right, let me start with talking about the problem that I'm having right now. And let me tell you, yesterday it was a busy day with a lot of things I'm going to chronicle right now that had my head spinning. But man, I was all about it. I had all my things written down that I needed to do for the day. There was a lot of things, kidney transplant related, which I'll get to. And there was the idea that I had to, I had this RV in the driveway from our Tennessee trip. And why am I here? Well, if you don't know, I drove over to the Metro Detroit area because towed a car in this thing. And the idea is, I get done with the podcast today, back half of the day, I drive 10 miles down the road and pick up my mom from the assisted care facility. And she needs to go to get radiation. And you're like, well, Zane, you live like 3 hours away. Why isn't somebody else doing it? I said, well, you know, I have a lot of flexibility with this job. And if I like to be able to participate in the wellness of my folks. I mean, I know it sounds, it doesn't sound corny in any way, but I really take a, if I can help, and a lot of these folks that are my brothers and step family, they don't have the luxury of being able to just pull up stakes like I do. And yeah, it sounds crazy to drive 3 hours, take your mom to a doctor's appointment. I realize that, but I really do have that flexibility with this podcast. I owe it all to you. So hell, I want to help. So that's the idea, you know, do the podcast during the day. And then, I'm at my dad's house right now with Joanne. They're right, you know, in the other, in the house. And, I got here late last night, and then today I'll finish up the podcast, do what I normally do at home, okay? A lot of boring stuff behind the scenes, and then drive over to my mom's. You know, of course, my parents divorced. I don't know, if just in case somebody didn't know that, and pick up my mother and take her to for her radiation treatment because she had that breast cancer issue. So, okay, good. That's it. I'll be here all week doing that. So, you know, it provides an opportunity to be part of the mix and help everybody else. All right, great. I'm all about it. No big deal. And so I pack up all my gear and here I am. So this morning, and this is what I was talking about. Thank God that the good Lord said, I'm not going to tell Eric. I'm not going to whisper in Eric's ear. Until the final moment that he forgot a key piece of equipment. Because Eric's going to freak out. He's talking to St. Peter. He's, yeah, you know, Eric. Yeah, I know. I know he forgot that. But if we tell him now, he's going to go bonkers. He's gonna get a machete and waste everybody in his dad's neighborhood. He's going to freak out. He's going to drive all the way back to Grand Rapids. And go and get the missing laptop, the computer, the thing that I use to record the podcast. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, come on. So when I do the show on Facebook, while I'm doing this, I'm going to actually look up Facebook. I might even create a wormhole when I do it. Make sure I can actually see myself. I have no idea if I'm even on right now. It should be fine. But when I am on Facebook Live, I'm recording every word that I say. And I'm recording it onto that laptop or the computer that you might see in front of me. I'm recording the audio. And then what I do is I just take that audio and I go ahead and then I post it to my audio podcasting platform. And then what I do is I just take that audio.
Pizza!
And I go ahead.
Pizza!
And then I post it to my audio podcasting platform.
Pizza!
What I do is I just take that audio.
Pizza!
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 Pizza! I post it to my podcasting platform.
Pizza!
What I do is I just take that audio.
Pizza!
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 Podcasting platform.
Pizza!
Pizza! Just take that audio.
Pizza!
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 Why are they yelling pizza? Why is everybody? Why is everybody yelling pizza?
Pizza!
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 Why is he yelling that?
Pizza!
Why are they yelling pizza? Why is he yelling pizza? Why is everybody yelling pizza?
Pizza! Pizza!
Why is he yelling that?
Pizza!
Why are they yelling pizza? Why is he yelling pizza? Why is everybody yelling pizza?
Pizza! Pizza!
Why is he yelling
pizza?
Why is he yelling pizza? Why is he yelling pizza? Why is everybody yelling pizza?
Pizza!
Pizza!
Why is he yelling
pizza?
All right. That's so stupid. So stupid. All right. Let me make sure I don't screw anything up here. Okay. All right. So, without that computer, all this shit I'm saying is not, there's no audio getting recorded. How I do it is after I do the live stream. And normally I'm on YouTube and what do you call it, Periscope. But I don't have the capability right now. I will eventually, but be patient with me, please. All I'm on is Facebook right now. And Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair Grand Rapids Hybrid. Thank you very much. And they, I go ahead and I record the audio and then I post it. But, oh, my God. And also all my show notes are there. I have it all written out in a nice template with the sponsors. And then I just type away what I'm going to talk about. Well, it was, 40 minutes before showtime. And I'm like, uh-oh, I have no computer to record that. I actually left the computer at home. I have everything I need. So right away, I'm like, okay, what do I need to do to get the show on today? Okay, I think I have everything I need to be on Facebook. And, and then I go up in this cupboard here, and there's like these owner's manuals and shit for the RV. And I that's why I got the Wesco Plumbing System Guarantee and flipped it over. And this, here's my show notes. I found, it took me, for the longest thing that, the thing that took the most time was finding something to write with in here. I finally found this old school yellow pencil buried in a Yahtzee game. You know, when you go on a trip, you got to play Yahtzee or pass the pigs. And I freaking found the pencil. I was like, oh, thank God, pizza! So then I start writing out the show. Old school, write it on a piece of paper. And now, so then it's like, well, now what am I going to do for the audio podcast? Because the audio podcast is key. You know, that's I got to post that. People count on that, and that's part of the whole bread and butter system here. What in the world am I going to do? Oh, okay. Well, when you do a Facebook Live, the audio is saved. You have the audio. There's video with it. But now all you got to do is you got to get the audio from the Facebook Live, but you don't have a computer. What are you going to do, Eric? Well, Ted Nugent wrote a song, and that song gave me the answer. It's called Queen of the Forest. I got to call Diana and ask her an assist. Hey, honey, how are you?
Hi.
So, is Jacob Bennett right now working?
Yeah, he is.
He's probably listening to me right now, isn't he, while he's in there?
I don't think so. I don't hear anything.
He's probably listening to, like, Freebird and Hot Wings or something.
He's almost done already.
Come on.
Yeah, he's cruising.
Okay, so what was the big news that I revealed to you that I needed you to do for me to help me get this podcast going for the rest of the day and for the rest of the week? Tell everybody. Tell everybody what I asked you.
You want me to bring your stupid laptop all the way over there, like, a, you know, I don't know, just a three-hour drive.
Now, initially, I said, honey, I need an assist, and what did you tell me to go do? In addition to go F myself. Like your suggestion was, go buy a new laptop, wasn't
it? I thought it was a good idea. We need one anyway.
No, we don't. It's fine. This one works great when it's here, but it's not quite that easy. There's a lot of software and things that are on there. So, yeah, you gotta pack up the... Make sure you don't forget the computer like I did.
You know what I was thinking?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be the same thing if you just came back and got it, then for me to come back, bring it all the way down? Isn't it kind of the same thing? Because I have to drive 3 hours there and 3 hours back, and you would have to drive 3 hours here and 3 hours back.
That's a really good point.
I'm just saying.
No, that's not a bad idea. No, you're right. I'm glad you thought about that, and I hadn't thought of that. You know, however, though, I have to take my mother, so I wouldn't be able to actually leave here until probably like 3:30, and then I wouldn't get there till like 6. I guess it's, if anybody needs to be inconvenienced, it's me. I didn't expect you to say this, so that's damn it. No, you're right. I mean, I screwed it up.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do that.
Well, we'll see. I'll.
No. I think you're right. I think that is that would be a little bit much if I made you do that. I didn't even think about that. But I'm glad you brought it up. I hate that I have to do that, and I don't want to compromise your day. You know.
Well, it doesn't look like a very nice day out anyway. What I was thinking is, if I did do it, I would go and see Mimi.
Your cousin.
Yeah.
Well, whatever, man. I feel like a dickhead for this.
So let me call her and see what she's got going on today and whatnot.
Well, you know, if you do that, I don't want to. I mean, I will drive over there and do this. It's no big deal. Explaining it to my dad is another thing, because he's always thinking that there's like the sky is falling. You know, I pulled in here at like 10 p.m. last night, and he was like, "Oh my God, you're late!" And I'm like, "We didn't have anything planned. What are you talking about?"
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so whatever you think, I guess I'll talk to you off the podcast,
and then maybe maybe one of your listeners works over there or something, and they can bring it.
I don't know. I don't think that's true. I don't think anybody's going to be making a trip over to Detroit. I have no idea.
Oh.
If that were the case, yes, then they would have to reach out to you. But I don't want it. I don't want anybody to have to do that. We're already making this.
If anybody works in Detroit, get a hold of dumbass or me.
All right, fine. If that's a thing. But I don't want anybody making a special trip. And you're right. You shouldn't have to make a special trip either. So why don't you, if you want, just get your brain out of that and I'll come get it. You know?
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Okay. Jacob Bennett in there from Bennett Flooring Installation?
Mm-hmm, he's here.
Doing a good job, I guess.
Working away.
All right.
Okay. I told him to go ahead and do the basement, too.
All right, sure. All right, thanks.
All right, I'll see you.
All right, I love you.
Love you, too, bud.
Okay, bye. There you go, Queen of the Forest. Damn it, I didn't expect that curveball. But she's right. I definitely shouldn't make her. I could just go get the fucking thing. I could just take the car off of the dolly. I got to be careful how much I swear, or I should say how loud I swear. Because I don't. If my dad is watching this, or if he's, like, outside putzing around, he hears me dropping F-bombs. Oh, God. Okay. All right, so that was kind of like this horrible feeling I had today about doing this podcast just moments ago. I'm like, oh, thank God. Thank God I did not think about this last night, or it didn't come to my brain. But when I was standing right here over this table, and the feeling that washed over me when I realized that I don't have the freaking laptop, the lifeblood. Well, hell, this all has to be, you have to have the same, all the stuff for it to work right. And I'm like, oh my God, I am so screwed. It was like terrible panic. You ever do that? You like forget something and you start to panic. That's what that was. All right. So that's how it got started today. Now I've got an update for you coming up on the living donor, the kidney donation thing. I don't know why I can't talk. Coming up in just a bit, this story is unbelievable. What happened yesterday? This is I love the fact that I can chronicle this whole thing with you, give you an idea of my little a snapshot of the world as I walk through this process of kidney donation. That is next. But the open was brought to you by A&E Heating and Cooling. Okay? Joe Martinez says, if you have an issue during the sweltering summer months anywhere in West Michigan, and he might even travel a little bit out of the market, too, if you're a Zane Show podcast listener, just remember, you've got a person on call, okay? A&E Heating and Cooling. So when that thing goes south at 7 p.m. on Saturday, he's got you covered, all right? If you need a new install, whatever it may be, maybe you're upgrading, he utilizes the Comfort Maker air conditioners and furnace systems. Comfort with confidence with the Comfort Maker, all right? Give Joe a call, 616-516-8579. He is the man to take care of everything heating and cooling. 616-516-8579. Text to Madre Azunaputa to him at 616-516-8579 for extra savings. He'll love it. Meanwhile, Baldwin Ace Hardware, you just heard the Queen of the Forest there. They sponsor Diana. Baldwin Ace Hardware has a sponsorship with my wife. How about that? Thank you to them. If it wasn't for Baldwin Ace Hardware, she would not be on the show. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. They have everything that you would expect at a unbelievable Ace Hardware nestled in Baldwin, Michigan. So when you go up north, you don't have to worry about heading over to the big box store to get your stuff, a rake, a shovel, a grill, fishing gear, whatever it may be. You can get it at Baldwin Ace Hardware. And when you're up there, you think, uh-oh, something just went south. I better head over to that place Zane talks about. That's where you go, Baldwin Ace Hardware. Thank you to them for being on board with the show. I've got a gunsmith, BK Guns and Stuff, 616-902-2447. If you go to my website, ericzaneshow.com, click on the logo. It says BK Guns and Stuff. Takes you right to their Facebook page. Gives you all the contact information about you boxing up your pistol or your rifle or your shotgun from anywhere in the world and send it to them, and they will repair it, refurbish it, clean it, upgrade it, customize it. They can build something from the ground up, from the frame up, from the lower up, all that stuff at BK Guns and Stuff. They also specialize in firearms transfers. Thank you to them. Call Benjamin or Kyle at 616-902-2447. Okay, yesterday's adventure was multiple tiered because you had the podcast day, good to go. Then you had kidney transplant day. Then you had drive to Detroit day to be with my dad to be able to do this show. So it's you know, I'm scheduled. I've got things going on. So I was packed, okay? So the idea is when I first started the blood work for the kidney transplant to see if I can donate this kidney to a guy I went to high school with, you know, it kind of just hit me as a bolt out of the blue, but I've been sticking to it, and my blood antigens are more of a match. There's 12 antigens that they try to match up, and I have 6 great matches to my potential recipient's blood, 6 of 12 antigens that they look at. Diana only like 3. So I'm a better match. But they still needed a little bit more blood work because when they first took my blood, they sent 4 vials. And at least I thought, when I sent it back to them, they only had 3 in Los Angeles, and they said, look, hey, we needed four. The fourth one was to determine your exact blood type. We think you're O positive because that's what you say, but we have to actually have the chemical proof to show that. And I go, well, that's ridiculous. I thought for sure all those vials were in there. Diana's were fine. Yeah, they were. Where's your fourth? I don't know. I didn't drink it. I swear to God, I had four. So I don't know what the fuck happened there. So they said, okay, you got to do the 24-hour pee test where you pee into the jug. Talked about that yesterday. And we got to get that blood, that vial of blood. And what we'll do is you go to a lab in Michigan, and they're going to draw the blood. They're going to determine your blood type, and they're going to call us and tell us. And I said, no problem. Sounds good. All right. So you go to this one. There's a particular brand company of labs here. Well, they're everywhere. They're called Quest. And you go there, and, you know, the usual compliment of people taking pee tests for work are there, and, you know, and you're in the lobby waiting, and that's it. You just go in. But I actually made an appointment for it. It's usually a walk-in thing. For 2:30 yesterday, I walk in. I'm the only one there. I check in. Lady goes, Eric, come on back. Okay, what do you need? I give her my paperwork, and she's like, oh, God, this is weird. Since it's out of state, the billing is out of state. I'm having difficulty billing this in our system. This sounds like typical, medical inputting info data BS mumbo jumbo that makes the world more complicated. So I'm standing there holding my jug of pee, and all I want to do is get a quick vial of blood taken out, and I'm good to go. She goes, we can't do this. I go, what are you talking about? And she goes, she explains it to me as I just explained it to you. It's all boring. We end up calling Los Angeles to the nurse who is in charge of my case, okay? And our name is Sheila. And I go, and Sheila can't believe it. And they go, okay, the folks at Quest say, go right down the road to the hospital, Mercy Hospital Lab. They will be able to do this. And so it's a little bit unorthodox because UCLA has an account with Quest, but it should be fine because on these documents that I have, it's very much laid out intricately about billing, who to bill, what they need. It's all there. So I go to the next place. It's kind of like a wild goose chase at this point. I walk into the place, and they are really, really serious about COVID-19 halting the spread of it. They don't want anybody coming in there that is sick. So I got my mask on, of course. I got my Henry Steffes cooler with ice in it and pee, a jug of pee over my shoulder. I got my paperwork. That's it. I go walking in. There's a nurse there. She says, stop. She asked me questions, fever, nausea, anything. Nope. She goes, all right, put this, let me do a temperature. She does the temperature scan. She goes, looks good. Okay, now we just got to sanitize your hands. Now, I don't know this, but we have replaced your original hand sanitizer with, pure alcohol. And it is. It's alcohol. It's not like gel-like, like hand sanitizer. It's alcohol inside of this thing. And she squirts a handful of just liquid. And I have a cut on the palm of my hand. I don't know how the hell I got it, but it's kind of infected. And, oh, my God, as soon as she put it on there, I, like, reacted. I went, ah! And she's like, what? What? And I'm like, nothing. And it's burning like crazy. It was just the worst. I'm like, this is just so stupid. So my hand's on fire. I'm like, oh, fuck. This is terrible. She goes, all right, come on in. I go in there. And, you know, then I got to explain to these people what's going on. And they go, okay, well, actually, they made me wait. It took about a half an hour. Other people in front of me. I finally get to this nice nurse. This has been like an hour, hour and a half now, this wild goose chase. Her name is Liz. And I explain to her what's going on. And then I give her the paperwork. And I'm just assuming, you know, get this blood draw, drop off my urine. And I notice that she looks at my paperwork and her eyes get big. And she's like, whoa, this is a lot. And I'm like, what? What's a lot? What are you talking about? I'm a little confused with that. But that ends. Then she is typing a lot, and I'm just sitting there for like 10 minutes playing Candy Crush. Right? You know, and she's the only one there, so she has to do the paperwork. She has to do the lab work, and then she sends me on my way, next guy. I can see the line getting big behind me, more and more people in the lobby, because I'm already taking too much time. I'm like, why is this taking so long? A vial of blood and dropping off urine is no big deal. So I walk in, and she goes, come on in and sit in that chair. And I'm getting a little anxious. For some reason, I haven't had enough poking and blood drawn from me to not be somewhat anxious. But I don't freak out or anything. I just don't like the anticipation that they're going to hit you with the needle. I don't like when they're drawing the blood, that if she sneezes, the needle breaks in there and then I die. You know, it's just weird. And when they draw blood, I always look off in the distance and try to, like, maintain a conversation so they don't get the idea that I'm freaking out. And during this, she's asking me several times, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And I go, yep, I'm good. I'm good. And it was. But it almost wasn't, because there was a realization at some point that things were not what they seem. And I've dropped a couple clues to you on the story that things are not what they seem. I don't know if you picked them up. I noticed that when I'm sitting there, there's a printer across from me. And it's similar to, like, when you go to Meijer or the grocery store and it spits out those coupons of shit you may have bought, and it gives you, like, those checkout coupons in addition to your receipt, and nobody ever grabs those, and there's a whole bunch of them hanging out of the machine, and the people comes up to the self-serve machine, and they rip them off, throw them in the garbage. I see a lot of that coming out of this printer, and it looks like UPC codes, stickers. Now what these are the stickers that go on the vial. And there's so many stickers coming out of there that those stickers are hanging off of the machine and going down to the actual floor. And I don't think much of it. And I thought, oh, but if in hindsight, it makes perfect sense. Because she sticks me with the needle. And she fills up the vial, and then I can tell she's putting another vial on, and I'm like, wait, what? And then she finishes that up, and she puts another vial on, and then, you know, she finishes that up, and she puts another vial on, and then, you know, she finishes that up, and she puts another vial on. And I can feel the needle moving every time, and that was 5. And then she puts another vial on, and that's 6. And then we hit 7, and then 8, and then 9, and then 10. And I'm like, what is going on? And then she says, 10 more to go. 10 more to go. What's going on here? What do they do? Am I getting a blood transfusion here? What the fuck? They took 20 vials of blood. I get, no one told me this. No one told me this at UCLA. I was told this is going to be a simple, let's go get a little vial of blood here, find out that you're O positive, and then send you on your way. 20? That's enough blood that they're worried. They're constantly asking you, okay, you okay? Because suddenly, with that volume of blood leaving your body, that's less blood to transport oxygen to your brain. When that happens, you get a little loopy. And when you've been fasting, that makes it even more of an issue. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? 20 vials of blood. And you know what? When Liz, and she was great, by the way. She was really, really good. I should have known, because she was standing over all of these vials, and they're different color-coded, and phlebotomists know what the hell they're doing. They're, like, so good at it, you know? And she's grabbing one of the purples, 2 of the oranges, 1 of the yellows, 3 of the reds, 1 more purple, a pink, a green, another green, and she's got 20 vials in front of her. And I'm like, why is she doing vial organizing here in front of me? What is going on? And so these were all those, and then all of those labels, those were all my labels. Those are all going on my blood. And I'm like, holy shit. So, yeah, I guess I'm not exactly sure what what they that's why when I handed her the paperwork, remember I told you that her eyes got big? She went, oh damn. She's like, wait, oh God, this is a lot of work. So that's what it was. But I didn't, you know, honestly, it other than the surprise of getting that there, of knowing that I was just finding out right then and there that it was 20 vials of blood needed, was not bad at all. I didn't flip out. Thank God, got done. She said, "All right, now all I got to do is pee in this cup." And I go, "You need more. You got a gallon of pee. What's going on here?" No, we need another sample. Why can't you just pour a little bit into it? You have 1 gallon. Nope. So I had to go pee in a cup, and that was it. Finally, done. That's all I needed to do. Another day in the saga of the living donation of we can sponsor stories from the Kidney Road. Eric Zane Show podcast, Kidney Road Stories. Your business can be front and center. Brought to you by Quest Diagnostics, Quest Laboratories. How about that? Now we're thinking I can sell the shit out of this thing. All right. So that's the big thing I wanted to share with you about that. Okay. Now, as you know, I don't have my computer in front of me, so there's a little bit of a lag when it comes to getting to these stories, but I have my next one here ready to go. And this one is from the world of COVID, which I'm really getting out of the world of COVID lately. It's just... what more is there to say about this at this point? You'd really have to do something stupid and fresh for me to actually even pay attention to it. For a while, you had a lot of interesting bits of audio of people acting like idiots. And, you know, truth be told, yesterday on Patreon, we had a story about that and even a phone call, eyewitness, who was part of the incident that happened in Grand Haven, Michigan at the Jets Pizza. But, by the way, sidetrack, side note. On yesterday's Patreon, I recorded and posted an interview with Jay Schwant, which sounds a lot like Schwantz, I know. I've known Jay for a few years. I established kind of like a friendship with him. I shouldn't say a friendship. I've talked to him a few times on the air and off the air, but really, really a nice guy. A dude who is the father of 14 boys in Rockford, Michigan. They've had all boys, him and his lovely wife, Kateri. And they're pretty well known in the area, and there was even a TLC special about them, a documentary about them having 14 kids, all boys. And they just got a new show on the Outdoor Channel or something like that. And so I reached out to him, and actually the biggest bit of news is that his lovely wife is pregnant again with their 15th baby. 15th child. Hell, some of them are like almost 30. They're 15th offspring. And there's, they don't ever try to find out the gender of these things. But Jay actually, in the interview, he revealed he was trying to see on the ultrasound, but he couldn't really tell. She's due in October. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it's a girl, because wouldn't that just be the most fantastic thing? Stand by. But anyway, I interviewed Jay for extended time yesterday on the Patreon bonus podcast, and he's really a great interview. You got to check this out. He talks about his TV show, talks about what it's like living with 14 boys, age range right now of 28 to 2, okay? And one on the way. Man, one of the things I really found interesting in that interview was he's just talking about he gets comments from people whenever they, whenever there's a story in the news about them. Because they're pretty low key for the most part, except for this show that they're having done, and the comments that they occasionally will look at from people say this is a disgusting family. They're what's wrong with America. It's like, what are you crazy? This is everything that's right about America. Finally, you got a family that's doing everything right, And, well, I mean, I would say most families do everything right. But they're, I mean, this is really a great, great group. And these crazy people that are, like, insulting and rude to them. What the hell is wrong with you people? So, all right. I don't know how I got on that tangent. But this story, son of a gun, in the community of Ludington, Michigan. It's a lakeshore. Is that on the lakeshore, Ludington? I think it is, but it's northern. Northern lakeshore. You know, you're constantly depending on the tourists coming into your shops, into your restaurants. And, you know, the pandemic hurts that. It also hurts when word gets out that one of your employees has COVID-19. Yeah, I mean, you would expect that if you're a restaurant with an employee that has COVID-19. That kind of puts a whole series of things into motion. You know, like you can't stay open. You can't be open when that happens because you got to make sure that no one there is in, can get COVID. No one can, none of the employees, none of the customers. Got to take a little time off to make sure things are right. One of the bus boys called in and said, "Boss, you're not going to believe this. What is it? I'm sick. I've got the Rona." Oh, no. Yeah. So they were forced to close Friday and Saturday. You know, they had to do extensive cleaning to make sure things were right and do various quarantining depending on who worked with the kid. David Ritko is quoted as saying, "I was worried about my staff. I worried about the customers. Well, now, do I have COVID? Could I be bringing this home to my family? It's a great deal of anxiety. It's already bad enough. The guy's probably operating on a next to nothing budget after all the things that have gone down." They even had to cancel a wedding rehearsal party for a ton of people. That was all screwed up. But, you know, you got to do what's right. It was just terrible timing for the restaurant, Ritko said, which is trying to recover during the peak summer season after months of being closed. "It's our second busiest weekend of the year." They looked at the calendar last year at this time. It was a great, great time for them. So they were hoping to make some of that back. So, but, you know, as I said, you gotta do this. This is the world that we're in. The kid didn't have COVID. The kid lied. The kid wanted the day off. What? They lost thousands of dollars in sales after the busboy said he had COVID-19. But the kid simply wanted the day off and lied. Now I can see calling in and making up a story that you can't come in. But say anything. You can't say, "I've got COVID-19. Even with just a small degree of intelligence or common sense at a young age, you know that this would lead to other things. So you got to come up with a different lie. You got to say, "Yeah, I just got a headache. My back hurts. I just puked. My car broke down." Anything other than you have the number one most infectious disease the world has ever known. You can't have that be your go-to. What a little cock. See, this is the time that we should be naming the kid. We should have his picture. This kid is this kid whose identity would normally be kept from you. We are identifying because he's such a little asshole. And it should say, it should have his picture, and underneath it, it should say, "This little asshole wrecked everything." What a stupid, stupid thing to do. The employee confessed to the lie Saturday night. "He doesn't know what he did, and I feel terrible for him because this is a young kid that made a mistake," said Ritko. "I don't know, not so fast. But this is now a police matter." I'd like to know the age of the kid. You know, I don't think he could have been younger than 15, you know, and so maybe, but, I mean, if he's like 16, 17, I mean, you got to know better, right? That is ridiculous. What a stupid, stupid kid. So this guy, this Ritko is, you know, he's playing it right. He's not indicting the kid. But if you're the parents, man, are you bummed? You're so pissed off that your kid is that stupid. You're like, oh, shit, we got to deal with this for the rest of our lives. You know, this isn't something you just chalk up and say, ah, kids are being kids. This is real stupidity. This is going to be, this is the beginning right here. And 10 years down the road, you're going to look, he's the kid who, you know, drove the wrong way on the freeway when he was sober. He's the kid who, you know, had sex with a dog or something like that. Or, I don't know, just some stupid shit. Something like that on a dare. Backyard wrestling kid. That's who this is. My God. That poor restaurant. All right, a lot of this is tongue-in-cheek. I don't really want these. I don't want anything bad to happen to the kid, but this is just so dumb. My God. All right, don't call into work and say, I've got COVID-19. Please don't do that. I've got a car dealership I want you to go see. It's Sarah Honda Granville. Online at sarahhondagranville.com. Okay, if you're in the market for a brand new Honda, man, they've got great cars. I was just looking at a Honda Insight Hybrid. Oh, just the idea of 50 miles a gallon. It's just so great. It kind of balances out this thing. I think I averaged like 8 on the way here yesterday. Sarah Honda Granville's where you go. They got so many rows of merchandise that are ready to go, and you can go and check it out. You can go to the pre-owned center if you want. You get a certified pre-owned, or you can go even to the budget lot if you want. Give you top dollar for your trade, and all the information is at Sarah Honda Granville.com. When you go, please mention that you heard about them on the Eric Zane Show podcast. That would be great. Thank you so much. I've got a managed IT service provider for the show. It is Blue Frost IT, online at bluefrostit.com. Now, so let's say you're in a business, a small, medium-sized business, and you're making it through the pandemic, but your IT goes south. Your computers are acting up. You know you need an upgrade, but you're not really sure where to begin. What do? You call on your crazy cousin, who knows a little bit about computers. No, what you have is you have your own IT staff in-house. Well, but not really in-house. They're like down the street. Finally, this is affordable for small and medium-sized businesses, and your business should have it. You should be on with a monthly plan with Blue Frost IT. And if you need more information, reach out to them via their website, bluefrostit.com. Okay? If you need more information, can't remember that, just go to my website, click on their logo, bluefrostit.com. They can also do an hourly quick fix for you if you need any service done. And there you go, ready to go with a IT service department that can help you and your business. Okay? Thank you to Blue Frost IT. They also sponsor my Twitter. Blue Frost IT Twitter handle at Eric Zane Show. Last but not least for this spot segment, Shoreliners. These are a bunch of hockey bros who paint the stripes in the parking lot. So let's say you just got your business the parking lot redone. You know, you got a whole new fresh black coat of asphalt. Looks fantastic. It's got that smell on it. You know, you can probably catch a buzz if you put your nose down to the asphalt and breathe deep. I don't recommend that. But now you got to paint some nice lines on it. What do? Who do you call? You call Shoreliner Striping. Okay? These hockey bros will make that place look amazing. Your business, the first impression. People come in, see freshly painted lines. Like, well, these guys got it, man. This looks great. Make that great first impression with Shoreliner Striping. Their website, shorelinerstriping.com. They paint parking lots. They paint workplaces, like inside. You know, especially with COVID-19, there's like yellow stripes where you're supposed to be standing, an arrow going this way. And they also paint athletic fields. Shorelinerstriping.com. All right. This one happened near where I live. Just down the street. Probably about 5 miles from my house. 20-year-old dude, another young guy doing something dumb. Some people may even have seen this. You've been right in the area of Baldwin and Cottonwood on the streets. This is a very busy intersection. There's always something going on there. It's kind of a screwy turn setup they have there. I mean, hell, even if there's no one doing anything dumb, it's always like a roll of the dice going through this freaking intersection. And by the way, just prior to it, there it's so busy, but this happens all the time. People will be pulling out of the businesses to get onto Baldwin, and there's a gigantic mire right there. And people want to get out, and they go to, out of the driveway that's closest to the light, and I don't recommend that. You got to go to the ones far away from the light because there's too much traffic close to the light. And then you're always going to get this. If you're pulling out, somebody who's in the right lane on Baldwin will see you, and they're, like, not really moving because the light is red. And they'll, like, wave you out, and you want to make a left. Well, you still got to, you know, get by the left lane. If guy in the right lane is waving you out, that doesn't mean that the guy who's barreling down the road and doesn't know that this is happening is going to stop. So, first of all, stop waving people out, because then they feel like they have to. And if you are getting waved out, don't go, because they're telling you to go. Because when they wave you out and you go in front of their car and you're creeping into the left lane, or maybe you just barrel out there, that other car in the left lane going down Baldwin can't read your mind. They don't know you've been waved out. And then whammo, they're going to hit your front left, or worse, your front driver's side. And that's a problem. That happens nearly every day there at that spot. But it applies everywhere. If there's two lanes and someone gives you the wave out, first of all, don't give the wave out, okay? Because you don't know who's coming in the left lane. But if you do get the wave out, don't take the wave out. Don't do the wave out, because you're going to get hit possibly by the guy in the left lane. It's my little Eric Zancho podcast public service announcement for the Baldwin and Cottonwood. Very select group of people, small group of people will be able to take part in that information. Well, no, not really. If you're driving down the road at any time, don't do that. Okay, so that's where this happens. And if you're driving along there, you happen to be walking into one of the stores there or whatever, you may have seen a pickup truck leave a lane, smash into another car, crash through a bunch of barrels, go flying up onto the curb, drive over that patch of grass, you know, where like they put the telephone poles and the trees and the shit. You might have seen him go up onto the curb, onto that grass, in this pickup truck, after all that, and crash land into the Walgreens parking lot on the corner, into another car, as some lady's walking out of her car to go pick up her medicine as she walks into the Walgreens. This all happened. 20-year-old drivers in deep caca crashed into two other vehicles on Sunday. Now, if you're driving down the road and this happens, I hate to say deny till you die, but I may have said, well, a bee flew into the cab, flew into the front seat, and I was smoking and I dropped a cigarette, and okay, you know, this is going to spare you some grief. Or you can do the right thing and tell what happened. I think it's the right thing. Yeah, it's definitely the right thing. But me, I might have said, oh, fuck, man, yeah, this wasp came in, or you would not believe the size of the squirrel that ran out. Ottawa County Sheriff's Office said the man admitted that there was no bee, there was no squirrel, he didn't drop a joint in his lap like the dude in the Big Lebowski. Great scene, by the way. Have you not seen the movie, The Big Lebowski? Oh, my God. Awesome. Nope. He admitted to doing a lot, and most of it was with his eyes not on the road. The man admitted to taking his eyes off the road to check Snapchat on his phone. Oh, God. And then when he was done with that, he put the phone down and went to the radio. And adjust the radio when he lost control of his vehicle. 2010 GMC Sierra went off Cottonwood Drive, hit four construction barrels on the sidewalk. I left the part out. Hit a road sign. Then hit a 2010 Ford Focus. Ooh, I think the GMC Sierra is going to win that one. The GMC then slid across Baldwin, went over the curb, and as I indicated, into the parking lot of the Walgreens, where the truck then hit another parked vehicle and sat there. How'd you like to be that kid? You're like, what the fuck just happened? What did I just do? Oh, no. Can you imagine the panic? The Ford Focus, unfortunately, had a 71-year-old woman from Jenison and an 80-year-old Jenison man. They were hurt. So this is bad. They were taken to the hospital for what cops believe are non-life-threatening injuries. So I hope they heal up quick. Their condition unknown at the time of this writing. The owner of the third vehicle, as I said, was just walking away from his vehicle when he heard the crash and saw the GMC coming across the grass and hit his vehicle. Shit, man, I wish he would have had time to get his cell phone rolling, because that sounds like it took a lot of time. Now, damn it, I got to get out of the habit of doing this, because this is going to be me one day. I have to stop. I need to put down the phone. I need to make a confession to you right now that this could very well have been me. I need to stop doing this immediately. I need to let this be a lesson. I can't have it where tomorrow I'm saying, hey, remember that story about the kid, the 20-year-old who was looking at Snapchat? Well, I was busy looking at what I look at, whatever, playing Candy Crush on my phone while driving, looking at Facebook to see how many people actually watch the Facebook Live. I have to stop doing this. This is a pandemic right here. This is an epidemic, looking at your phone. And I think it starts with me. I have got to stop doing this. And I know you can put your phone on do not disturb. I never do that, because I'm always like, well, if I drive, I'll just look at my phone. It's no big deal. Damn it. I got to stop that. All right. So I'm not innocent in this. There's no way I'm going to judge this kid. I do the same damn thing. But I might have lied. I seriously might have gone with the B in the flying around, or, you know, I freaked out and grabbed the wheel. It's real easy to make up that lie. But I do need to stop looking at my phone. Okay, the New England Patriots. I don't know if you've been following football. I know I have not. The Brady thing is the biggest story. And then they got Gronk, so I'm really interested, actually, in this football season, when and if it goes. I think it's going to go. I would be really shocked if it didn't at this point. At first, I thought no, but I've heard a lot of people who know a lot more than me talk about how football is going to happen as planned because of the sheer dollars, the potential of losing because of no football. And I was listening to, and I heard more than one person say this, but I wouldn't have thought of this because I'm not much of a sports talk guy, but I was listening to Bill Simonson yesterday, who did an interview with some guy. I think his name is Jason Mays. No, is that the guy who's my sponsor? There's a guy for the Tigers, I think, who has he interviewed yesterday, and he was really, really great. Fantastic interview. I don't know if you heard that with Bill. I knew it so much that I forgot the name of the guy he interviewed, but it was really good. Bill talked about how college football is going to happen, because if it does not happen, the amount of revenue lost by these schools will fold all of the athletic programs, will bankrupt all of the athletics within the school. So you look at something like Michigan or Florida or Tennessee, and all of the money that those schools earn because of football, And if that does not happen, it's going to be screwed. O'Neal, hold on a second. O'Neal's spot on the couch is got shit on it, not poop, but he wants on the couch. Hold on.
Sorry, buddy. Okay.
Sorry. So the revenue lost would be so huge that it's definitely going to happen. So Cam Newton is your quarterback for the New England Patriots. Now, Newton, man, he was great for a while, and then he wasn't. He was great until he wasn't. I think there was some injuries involved. Kind of a pain in the ass. A little bit of a dramatic, little dramatic when it comes to the post-game press conferences. He gets a little butt hurt, so he kind of rubs me the wrong way in that regard. But he's the man in New England, which I'm really interested in seeing that story too. How he does. Seeing Brady in Tampa though is going to be just unbelievable. Even just seeing him in that jersey, 6-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Tom Brady with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Now, when he was quarterback of the Patriots, he was all about this TB12 nutrition plan filled with recipes that he would hawk. No big deal. I don't have a problem with that. I don't really have a problem with Newton. I don't know if I would... Oh, God. No, I kind of do. Because he's been hired by PETA. Okay? He's like their new brand awareness guy. And so now you got this quarterback for the New England Patriots who is... I'd love to say that I don't have a problem with PETA, but their tactics drive me up a wall, and they seem like a terrorist organization, the way they do what they do. When it comes to care for animals, I pretty much go with my local Humane Society or any of the shelters or facilities like that help animals. I'm not going to go down the road of PETA when I've heard about their take on the world and what they do to farmers and how they feel about even having a puppy dog, for God's sake. So to me, they seem like a terrorist organization. So Cam Newton is a vegan now. And again, I don't have a problem with anybody being a vegan. I just have a problem with a vegan who's trying to ram it down my throat and is teamed up with PETA. So there you go, New England. Your quarterback is the new spokesperson for vegan lifestyle with PETA backing him. And there's a picture of Newton with the most smug look I think I've ever seen on a person's face. And he's jacked. He's a big dude. He's like 6'5", 260 pounds. Big, strong guy. And the shirt says Vegan Strong on it. And at the bottom of it, it says PETA as part of this new campaign for them. So I don't know. If you're in New England, I don't know. That just doesn't really strike me as a hotbed for a PETA lifestyle and veganism. But maybe he might have been a better quarterback, more supported if he was playing in California, perhaps. But I'm not sure this is going to work out. Already off to a bad start, in my opinion. So if you're in PETA, it's all creatures. If anything that is not a human is what they're into. So in New England, the whole lobster industry is gigantic, lobster. So I you got to wonder what the next thing they're going to make him do. Protest harvesting of lobsters. Newton last year, as he was coming back from off-season shoulder surgery and a sprained foot, said that going vegan helped him feel like a rookie again. I don't know. Maybe not. His plant-based diet also sparked a notable discussion on ESPN's Outside the Lines. Newton is sticking with the diet in 2020. All right, great. I've seen such a remarkable change in the way my body responds to the food that I eat. I think he was notorious for eating like tons of McDonald's and shit, too, for a period of time. And then he turned it around. Now, truth be told, I don't really have a problem at all with the diet. I just don't like it when everybody tells you how to do it. If anybody tells me that I have to eat meat, or if anybody tells me that I have to be a vegan, that's where it's like, you're going to drive me away. If we're going to argue about what we're having for dinner, we've got a problem. I don't want to hear anybody preaching to me about what I have to eat. If I'm having success eating a certain way, I'll tell you about it, but I'm not going to say, you should do it. You got to do what I do. Shut up. My God. 6'5", 245, actually. He actually says, I don't want people to think you can't love food being vegan or there's not good tasting food that's vegan, he said. A person may ask, how do you get your protein? You get it in the same way that they get it. Know what I'm saying? No, I don't know what you're saying. He says, the more cleaner, more fresher way. All right. Well, all right. You know, I don't. How? If I'm going to get it the same way you get it, well, I'm getting it by meat products and nuts and cheeses and shit like that. What are you doing specifically? You can't just say you get it the same way. All right. Newton follows NFL players who've teamed up with PETA in the past. Kansas City's Honey Badger. New York Jets' Le'Veon Bell. And Green Bay's Devin Funchess. I want to hear from the guys who aren't with PETA anymore, who were part of PETA, and then they're like, I couldn't do it. I needed a hamburger. All right. It'll be interesting. I'm anxious to see how he does, too. I hope he does well. But not as well as our Lions. Undefeated this year, right? Yeah, right. Okay. I've got more, including the story about this New Jersey judge and this what appeared to be a hit job on her family. That story, wow. Holy crap. I'll get to that in just a bit. Crazy ambush-style thing that went down. Kim Lazare is a distributor of Zingular products. Zingular promotes wellness, healthy living, weight loss, energy, all of these things. Helping you with Zingular products, and I want you to check them out. Go to my website, ericzaneshow.com. Click on the turquoise or Miami Dolphin-colored X with the white background. Takes you right to Kim Lazare's Facebook page. She is the distributor of Zingular products. You meet up with her. You reach out to her. She'll give you all the information you need about some of their products and the things that they do. And this is individual help that she can help you with about these products. Learn more on my website, ericzaneshow.com, when you click on Kim's link. The blue X takes you to her Facebook page. Thank you, Kim, for being on board. We've got another gun class coming up for firearm safety for CPL training. That is August 8th. Okay, it's an all-day affair. If you want to carry a pistol, you got to take this class. And the certified pistol instructor is retired U.S. Army Major Steve Prince. So if you want to get more information, go to ericzaneshow.com, click on the Steve Prince logo, Prince Arming. It'll take you right to his Facebook page. Click on events, and then it says, like, get tickets. Sign up for it right there. It's going to cost you $125 for you to take the class. You're certified at the end of it. Then you take the certification over to your county. Get your pistol permit. Carry that thing. You're packing heat, okay? Concealed. You've got the license to do that. Everything is covered in the class. You don't need to own a gun. You don't need anything. He's got everything. Just need you and $125. Next class is August 8th. Okay. And finally, the Kent County Health Department encourages you to cough into your elbow, please. Be socially distant. And please take care of all the necessary things. Wear a mask when you go into places. I got to say, in Michigan, it is near impossible to find somebody in any business without a mask on because the stores are hell-bent on making sure that these rules are followed, okay? So the Kent County Health Department is doing that, ensuring that you do your best, too. Thank you to them for being part of the Eric Zane Show podcast. So this judge in New Jersey, federal judge, she has some involvement with the Epstein case. And their family, her husband, is also a lawyer, and he was a former prosecutor. And the craziest damn thing happened Sunday. FedEx guy bangs on the door. Husband opens up the door, and FedEx guy is not a FedEx guy. It's a freaking hitman, and shoots the dude. Son shows up. Hitman shoots him, too. My God.
They are a legal power couple. Federal Judge Esther Salas and her criminal defense attorney husband, Mark Andrel. Their domestic life shattered late Sunday afternoon. Law enforcement sources say a gunman dressed as a delivery man shot Mark as he answered the door and then killed their only child, Daniel, as he tried to help his father.
Oh, my God.
Such kind people. Always so proud of their son.
Daniel, a 20-year-old student at Catholic University, wanted to follow in his parents' footsteps. Salas, a trailblazer, New Jersey's first Latina U.S. District Court judge, nominated in 2010 by then-President Barack Obama.
This family was a tight family. Just close, loving, doting parents.
Presiding over the fraud trial of Real Housewives star Teresa Giudice and her husband Joe, and a lawsuit brought against Deutsche Bank for failing to monitor high-risk clients, including convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Her husband, a well-known figure in their town of North Brunswick, says Mayor Mac Womack.
Did Mark have enemies?
Mark's a criminal defense attorney, and before that, he was a prosecutor at the Essex County prosecutor's office. And I don't think you can be a prosecutor and do your job and at least not have some people who don't like you.
The shocking crime taking another bizarre turn today, more than 60 miles from here in rural New York. There, law enforcement officials say they found the body of the suspect, attorney Roy Den Hollander, dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot. Hollander, a New York lawyer well known for his anti-feminist agenda, on MSNBC in 2010, discussing his lawsuit challenging the legality of ladies' nights in bars.
They get in for free. We, however, had to pay $20.
Calling Salas in his book a lazy and incompetent Latina judge appointed by Obama.
Oh, no.
He is also a suspect in the shooting of a California lawyer July 11th.
What?
The judge's family now in mourning. Her son dead and her husband hospitalized, recovering from gunshot wounds. Ann Thompson, NBC News, North Brunswick, New Jersey.
So right away, everybody was like quick to jump on the whole Epstein thing, which was stupid. I heard on more than one example of this in the moments that followed the story. The story incident happened Sunday. By Monday, the usual suspects of idiots were throwing their two cents in that this is because of Epstein. This is an it's because she was presiding against that case against Deutsche Bank for not monitoring their clients like Jeffrey Epstein. That's why this is retaliation. I wouldn't surprise you. That's what happened. And I was like, I don't know, man. It's still a little too close to call. I don't or too early to talk about that. How the hell do you know that? It seems stupid to me. But that actually happened. And so then as time passes, I think it was just this crazy fucking lawyer. That's the suspect, because the forensics indicated that the from the bullets and the and whatever that they do the ballistics, they determined where that gun came from or whose gun that belonged to. And the investigation revealed that it was this Roy Den Hollander. And so they went driving up to his place in northern New York, and he's there dead. So that's pretty much it, right? So the fact that this lawyer, if it is what it seems, and he was a suspect in the July 11th shooting of the California lawyer, too. So this is really crazy to me that you get this off-the-rails kook lawyer who is prominent enough to be featured on NBC a decade ago. And in that clip, he was with Savannah Guthrie. That's who, I just love her. He's on there talking about this stupid ladies' night lawsuit. And for him to be as bold as to say that about that Judge Salas in that book or whatever, this guy is a complete kook. And to just in cold blood shoot the husband, shoot the kid, he's dead. Oh, my God. And now this guy's dead, too. I guess we'll never know officially as to what the guy was thinking since he's dead now. But, my God, what a messy, messy story. Horrible thing. But it appears that that's it, that this kook lawyer that people would turn to for legal advice is so crazy. He's going around shooting other lawyers and assassinating families. It's just unbelievable. All right, there's a video I'm going to have you check out when I am able to actually get my computer. And it's just ridiculous. It was shot in Mexico. And what you got here is you got a bunch of people that are marching around. Looks to be some type of, like, nature trail. Okay? And what happened was a black bear. I'm guessing 180 pounds, maybe. It's not that big of a bear. But, you know, they've got claws like Wolverine. And they're strong as hell and can do a whole bunch of damage. There's no question. The video has these two or three young ladies, and the bear walks up to them. Okay? A boyfriend of one of the girls is behind them, probably about 25 feet, and no one's moving. They've all have enough sense to know that you don't move. Okay. By the way, when you go on a hike, don't bring bear spray because you're going to do it wrong. You're going to shoot it at you. You're going to miss. This is what they did in this video is what you're supposed to do. Okay. Stand there. Don't move. And man, the nerves of steel on this chick as the bear walks up to her, sniffs her leg a little. Somebody made the comment that the bear approached her because she's menstruating. No one knows that. And then the bear kind of sniffs her crotch a little, so maybe. And then he puts his front paws on her leg and gently pulls her a little bit. She doesn't move. She kind of teeters a little bit. The bear walks away from her. The other two are just standing there not moving. And then the bear comes back to her, stands up to her, and sniffs her hair, okay? The bear is like, if O'Neill was standing right here, his face would be like right next to mine. That's where the bear is, okay? The girl, in her left hand, you see her raise her left hand, and you realize she's taking a selfie. Now, I got a little mixed feelings on this, because if the bear is there and you're doing your best to not move, what's it going to hurt if you happen to chronicle this with a selfie? I mean, it's an epic selfie. Scared woman and this bear. But someone's pointed out, if you raise your arm, you don't want to do that because the bear might think that that's an aggressive maneuver and then just bite your face off. So I'm thinking no on the selfie, probably a bad move, but still the balls on this chick. And then the bear, when he comes back, he takes a claw and he claws her leg gently. He doesn't hurt her. He like hits her with his paw and then he hits her with the other one. And then he says, fuck you. I've smelled enough blood. I'm out of here. And he walks away. And then the three, then they book it. They walk away quickly. Now, I've also heard that if you're there, you kind of get on high ground if you can, or you join arms and you make a hell of a lot of noise. You stomp your feet, and if the bear starts to stomp the ground or snort, he's getting ready to come after you. If the bear does start to go to town on you, do not play dead. You rip his fucking eyes out like you wouldn't believe. You fight like your life depended on. But she didn't have to. When you see this video, you're going to crap your pants. The balls on this chick. Rex Chapman tweeted out, oh my goodness, she's a rock. I want this girl in my foxhole. Oh my God, this is great. I think she did everything right, except for the selfie. But now you really have an epic selfie. Incredible. Amazingly, I think I made it. This is like an old school show when I write my notes down, scribble on the paper. I think I made it. This one's a little lean today. Sorry, it's only about an hour and a half. I usually like to go 2 hours. But considering, I think we're okay. I think we're okay. Look, I want you to reach out to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com. In fact, let me check that out. Let me see if, knowing my luck on today's date, I'll look at the email and it'll say, hey, man, you haven't been on for an hour and a half. I've got a suggestion from Zaniac Aram in Tennessee. He says, Zane, you must watch the show Chernobyl. I know time is tight, but it is really great. 5-episode miniseries drama with legit actors based on the actual events in Russia. That was the meltdown of the nuclear reactor and what went down. This was some of the most well-done TV I have seen. Right up your alley if you want to understand exactly what happened. Recommend picking up a subscription for a month to do some HBO watching. I'm actually good. I've got that. I never did cancel when Game of Thrones ended like everybody was supposed to. But, all right. Send any emails, questions, comments, concerns, eric@ericzaneshow.com. If you would, on Patreon, the way this works is I built the freebie to be like it is right now. And the idea was, if you like it, you can really help support the show and feed the puppy dogs. Keep the lights on if you support me on Patreon. But I wasn't comfortable with just saying, hey, give me $5 a month, give me $10 a month, and, you know, I'll give you one podcast a month. You get the bonus podcast. There's no way in hell I can do that, so I podcast every single day on Patreon with more stuff to talk about. So if you think what I do here is fun, all right, okay, great, help me out with the Patreon. $5 or $10 a month is all it costs you, and you really, really help the show. And I give you more podcasting. I got video live streaming on there. I've got the audio podcast. And soon, I've just added some new things. What I'm going to do with the Queen of the Forest podcast is, until further notice, once we start it, is it's going to be free. And I'm going to do it that way until Diana gets her legs on the podcast, because I want it to be perfect. And so we're going to start the Queen of the Forest podcast, and it's going to be free to start, and it's eventually going to slide on over to Patreon with something else, a new thing that I have planned that I cannot reveal just yet, because it would so be putting the cart before the horse. But I've got something great coming on Patreon that I'll actually build a whole new tier for, okay, that'll actually be probably a little more, but when you hear what you get with it, you're just going to love it, okay? So that will be coming up further down the road. So Patreon, think about it, patreon.com/Eric Zane, or just go to my website, ericzaneshow.com, and click where it says more content. Join me on Patreon. There you go. That's it. I'm done. Kenny says meet Diana halfway for the laptop. That is actually not a bad idea. I appreciate that. If you have any other comments, reach out to me. That's going to do it. Dear Meathead is tomorrow. Dad will be in here with me. And it won't be part of the podcast. It's going to be a separate video stream. So I need questions for Dear Meathead tomorrow. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. Send those along. We'll have Dad in here. It'll be a freebie. I take it back. Time out. It will be a freebie, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm glad I just reminded myself. Tomorrow, because I'm still trying to build the YouTube channel, and if you could, go to Eric Zane Show on YouTube, subscribe to it, and hit the notifications button. Give me a thumbs up whenever you see me doing my thing. Try to sit through the entire commercial. When it says skip ad, try to avoid doing that. If not, that's okay. I understand. But in order to drum up more attention to the YouTube thing, what I'm going to do is tomorrow, after I finish the free podcast, I will do Dear Meathead sometime after that during the day, all right? And it's going to be on YouTube only. I will post the audio, but I am going to do it on YouTube, live with Dad. So if you want to see Dad tomorrow, subscribe to my YouTube channel and hit the notifications button. And then when I go live with my dad, you will get the notification that I am live with my dad. So there, that's how I'll do it, okay? All right. Thanks, folks. Have a good one. We'll talk to you down the road. Bye-bye.